KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 28 degrees in Atlantic. We expect mostly cloudy skies with a patchy fog to burn off this morning. Skies will be partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, criminal charges were filed Thursday and a warrant served Friday against a Shelby County man involved in a pursuit and a crash last Saturday night. Online court records show 18-year-old Justin Andrew Dickinson of Harlan was charged with eluding resulting in injury by OWI drugs or participating in a felony, carrying weapons, keeping a vehicle or premises for a controlled substance violation, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $10,300 bond. Dickinson was injured in the crash and transported by ambulance to Murtaugh Memorial Hospital and later flown to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. He was arrested upon his release from the hospital. A passenger in the pickup, 17-year-old Nicholas Hainer of Council Bluffs, was transported to Murtaugh Hospital following the crash and held for observation before being released. Hainer was not charged in connection with that incident. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says his officers with the Atlantic Police Department have taken a pledge to keep tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products out of the hands of youth in the community. Known as I Pledge, the program is a partnership with the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division, or ABD, to educate local retailers and enforce Iowa's tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product laws. Due to a change in Iowa law, alternative nicotine and vapor products are now considered to be age-restricted products and will be part of the I Pledge program's compliance initiatives this year. iPledge places emphasis on retailer training. Clerks who successfully complete an online training course and then pass an exam will become iPledge certified. That allows the retail establishment to use an affirmative defense against a civil penalty if the certified clerk makes an illegal sale. Chief Green says iPledge's retailer training is a great way for clerks to prepare themselves to refuse illegal tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product sales. The training also assists retailers to ensure they maintain a compliant and responsible establishment. Although not required to retake the training if currently certified, ABD does encourage clerks to repeat the training after each October 3rd in order to familiarize themselves with the newly age-restricted products. Atlantic police officers will be conducting compliance checks on local establishments as part of the iPledge program. Underage customers, under the supervision of law enforcement officials, will enter establishments and attempt to buy tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products. Any clerk who makes the illegal sale will be cited on the spot. Criminal penalties for selling tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products to a minor include a $100 fine for the first offense, $250 fine for the second offense, and a $500 fine for the third or any other offenses. However, handing out citations, according to Green, is not the intent of the iPledge program. He says by partnering with the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division, they hope to educate clerks and maintain a compliant retail environment in the community. Moreover, they pledge to keep tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products out of the hands of Iowa's youth. You can take the iPledge training or search for certification records at www.iowaabd.com. If you've ever considered getting some ink, Southwest Iowa is the place to go for being needled this weekend. What's called the Best in the Midwest Tattoo Convention is being held in Council Bluffs. An Omaha tattoo shop owner, who only goes by the name Smitty, organized the event.
We'll have 120 booths, and most will have two to three artists working out of each booth. So yeah, there'll be over 300 licensed tattooers there from all over the country, hoping to tattoo the Omaha and surrounding area's population.
Some of the most well-known tattoo artists in the nation will be at the convention, showing off their colorful works and offering their services. Many have gained fame from reality TV shows.
We're going to have cast members from five seasons of Ink Masters, including a winner and a runner-up, and a lot of the supporting cast.
In addition to the buzz of the tools used to create tattoos, there will be plenty of other things to catch your eyes and ears, including live music, magicians, and sideshow acts.
It is a family event, and it's suitable for your kids or your mother. Anybody can come. We have live entertainment, and it's PG-rated. There's a lot to take in there. It's almost sensory overload.
It is a competition with judging in various categories daily. The convention began yesterday and runs through Sunday at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors has unanimously supported a proposed monument honoring those who serve in public safety. The Daily Nonpareil reports the site would take a small portion of county land in Council Bluffs. Supervisor Justin Schultz said the board's vote stipulates that it will work with Council Bluffs officials when necessary, such as transferring the deed of the impacted land and adjusting lot lines if requested. Council Bluffs resident Lloyd Marsh's idea for the project drew financial support from two other local residents, Ron and Suzanne Mahoney. The plaza would include four life-size bronze sculptures of firefighter, a highway patrolman, a police officer, and a female deputy sheriff. Mayor Matt Walsh says he hopes the project will be completed by the end of the year. The 128-year-old former mental health institute in Clarinda isn't your typical real estate opportunity, and so far no one is rushing to move in. More than 7 months after the state closed the Clarinda Mental Health Institute, much of the sprawling building remains empty, including entire floors that haven't been used in decades, with its Gothic architecture set amid lawns and tree-lined paths. The former institute is impressive, but it's also a site that Iowa's governor labeled as outdated and inefficient. Community members have been working to find occupants for the former hospital, but the process hasn't proved to be an easy one, as unclaimed inventory piles up and a historic part of the town remains largely empty. Officials with Monsanto report 12 central Iowa farmers have directed $30,000 to area nonprofit organizations through America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. The winning farmers and organizations participated in a presentation of the Iowa Power Farming Show on February 4th. Each farmer directed a $2,500 Grow Communities donation to a nonprofit organization of their choice. Among the winners was Roger Clayburg of Carroll County, who directed his donation to the Coon Rapids Baird Education Corporation. Thelma O'Brien of Guthrie County directed her donation to the Cottage Pantry Charitable Services. And Jeff Tussey of Union County directed his donation to the East Union Middle High School. The farmer-directed donations will help local organizations fund a variety of projects. America's Farmers Grow Communities has collaborated with farmers in Iowa to donate over $1.9 million to local community organizations since 2010. Donations have been used to help fight rural hunger, purchase life-saving fire and EMS equipment, support youth ag youth programs, purchase education classroom resources, and more. You can go to www.americasfarmers.com to learn more. And from now through April the 1st, farmers in eligible counties can nominate their local school district to compete for America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Grant, ranging from $10,000 to as much as $25,000. This year, the program will be awarding $2.3 million for math and science curriculum enhancement. You can learn more about that at www.growruraleducation.com. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.